There's an idea in Parshas Vayera, so many ideas to talk about. I think that's shot in Sefer Bereishis. It's just so many ideas to talk about. But, we see very clearly, and we'll see it even more clearly with Yaakov, why we don't marry more than one woman. And interestingly, by Yitzchak, he only does marry one woman. But we see it's very clear why not. It's just never a good idea. Martin Bamos talks about tons of cases that also make it very evident why having multiple wives is just never a good idea. But in any event, Sarah says enough with Hagar and Yishmael, and tells Aaron, gotta get rid of them. Now, on face value, okay, Sarah's my main wife, but okay, he was married to Hagar and Yishmael with his son. It's not easy, but okay. He ends up getting rid of them. There's a great medrash I heard once from Rabbi Butler that talks about that Avram used to go visit Yishmael like every day just to see how he was doing, and he would like want to pop in, but he wouldn't. He wouldn't. He was like too afraid, but he would be watching from afar how Yishmael was doing. And it shows the unbelievable mida and maila of being a parent, that you're always watching, you're always nervous, you're always thinking about, you know, I can't relate to this, I guess maybe, I mean, for Adam, it could be sooner than he thinks. But people I've worked with who would tell me, and I go to bed early, but people I've worked with would tell me they wouldn't go to bed till 1:30 until their kids get home. They could not go to bed if they don't know if their kid's not home yet, not knowing where their child is. But your child's 17 and he's out at his friend or he's at a movie, and you know he's done it 1,000 times in his life, and every time is fine. Like, okay, go to bed. Like, it's gonna be okay. You're gonna wake up the next day and he's gonna be there, and everything will be okay. But no, you can't do it, because that's shot of being a parent. We love our kids too much that if we don't know exactly what's going on, it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to go to bed. Like, we have to know that they are okay. And Avram had the exact same thing with Yishmael. He understood, yeah, Yishmael had to go. I couldn't keep him. It wasn't good for the family. He got all of that. But the idea of not knowing what was going on with Yishmael was not possibly something Avram could have entertained. Good Shabbos.